Well, the programme is campaigning on behalf of people who suffer from Lyme disease. Imagine suffering from a disease that the government says doesn't exist. The HSE says doesn't exist. The Minister for Health in Dáil Éireann says that the test is perfect and will find it for you. Yet, last week, the consultant in infectious diseases at the Mater Hospital, John Lambert, said test only picks up 50% of the cases. And as he so dramatically said to me, imagine if you took your wife to hospital to be checked for cancer and they said it only picks it up 50% of the time. The Minister for Health in Dáil Éireann dismissed the German test, which is immeasurably superior to ours. This week, we've talked to some patients, and I'm joined from Waterford by Jason Conway, a Lyme disease sufferer. Jason, thank you for coming on the programme.
No problem at all, George.
And the question really I have to ask everybody, it's the same question, but it's a question I must ask. What's it feel like to be suffering from a disease that doesn't exist?
George, it's something that is probably mind-numbing is the first way I'd say it, you know, or is the only way I could describe it.
And what happened to you?
What happened to me was I've been out in the land all my life, and I'm a professional hunter by trade. So I was dealing with wild animals, I was dealing with deer, I was dealing with all that. And I got, I presume, a tick bite. Now, unfortunately, in my case, I never had the bullseye rash. I never had the summer cold symptoms. And May of 2016, I hurt my back. And they say a physical or a mental trauma will bring it on. I lost about 4 stone in 12 weeks. I had every blood test that the doctor could put in front of me. I had MRI scans, I had x-rays, I had ultrasounds, and I was being told there was nothing wrong. I was being told that the weight loss was alleged. But even when I presented with the symptoms that I had to my GP at the time, because I've gone through a couple of GPs at this stage, and he still dismissed it. I pushed the issue that I wanted to be tested for Lyme's. He wasn't entertaining it. Like. You know, so you have a disease that it's not being believed is there. You're living with something that's physically and mentally crippling. And there's no support from anywhere. There's no support out there whatsoever. Like, it's an awful thing to say, George, but I would have been better off if I had been diagnosed with something more serious.
Yeah.
If there is something more serious, at least then I could be treated and I could be told that this is a pattern of treatment and this is how I'm going to feel.
Jason, thank you so much. It's hard for me to say anything, but thank you. And now we're joined by Joe, another Lyme disease sufferer. Joe, what's your story?
Okay, I suppose it started for me about 4 years ago. I had never heard of Lyme disease, didn't know how you contract it. And it just started with very simple leg pain. And I thought it was my Achilles tendon. I did the usual, went to the doctor, went to the physio. I was sent to a sports injury doctor. I was sent for all these different tests and scans and MRIs. And they couldn't find anything wrong with me. I had burning. I had pain in my ankles. Every time I walked, I had pain. So I suppose I didn't have the classic signs of Lyme disease that, you know, that you would normally see on websites about flu and cold. So I probably went down a different route to most people with Lyme disease. But I suppose fast forward, I suppose four years later and 9 doctors later, I still hadn't heard the word Lyme disease. Because I had all these different symptoms. It started with leg pain, but from there it had went to blurred vision, severe headaches, joint pain that moved, burning all over my body, insomnia, huge memory problems, cognitive function was going, heat sensitivity, I couldn't go out in the sun. Fatigue, heart palpitations, numbing and tingling, my loss of balance. I mean, it just every week there was something new that was happening and happening and happening.
But sorry, Joe, 9 doctors later, presumably somebody eventually told you about Lyme disease. Who told you?
No, actually no doctor did. At the end, I was above in the Mercy Hospital in Cork and I'd been through this, I suppose, 8 months of tests at that stage because they kept moving me from doctor to doctor to doctor. And this was kind of the last port of call. And I remember I was crying because of the pain of the burning and I couldn't function in the memory. And she just turned around, the doctor turned around to me and said, there's nothing wrong with you. we can't find anything wrong with you. You need to go home and be happy and be glad that we didn't find anything wrong with you. So she referred me to a psychiatrist. So obviously it was in my head. So at that stage, we said the medical route was closed to me. So I went the alternative route. I went on a bioresonance machine. And that was the first time I had heard of Lyme disease.
And tell me this back. Machine again, sorry?
It's a bioresonance machine, and it's like a rife machine. It puts frequencies through your body, and it, you know, according to this machine, everything in your body has a frequency. So if you have something in your body that isn't right, it'll bring back this frequency, and it'll come up and say Lyme disease. But at that stage, there were so many things that had come up for me, because with Lyme disease, the bacteria gets into every part of your body. It depletes your minerals. It takes the dopamine, serotonin from your brain. It just plays absolute havoc with every part of your system. I was depressed. I was couldn't sleep. I just literally had nowhere to turn, and this was kind of a last resort. But the lady that I had gone to, she didn't kind of say it was a big deal. She said, just said, you know, you've Lyme disease, were you near dear? And I kind of dismissed it for a while. And it was only after another month or two that I wasn't getting any better that I said I'd have a look at it. And it's only when I researched it and I saw all the symptoms and everything, I goes, oh my God, this is what I have. And at that stage then, I had sent my blood to Germany, and it came back with a positive result for Lyme disease. And that was when for me personally, I thought, great, this is what I have. I'm not going off my head. I have something. But then once I knew what I had and how hard it was going to be to treat and how we're being treated, it's just been literally a nightmare. You think that it's great that you know what you have, but it was just awful. 300,000 Americans get this every year. You know, and there's no talk about it, there's no prevention, there's no research, and it's still the last thing the doctors think about when you go in with all these symptoms.
It's outrageous.
I recently went to a doctor because, again, you know, you look for a GP, and I went in, I had my blood results from Germany, and I said, you know, would you look? He wouldn't even open the envelope. He said he didn't believe Lyme disease existed in Ireland. And I said, so how do you explain my symptoms? And he said, I'd be sending you for the same test you've already gone on. And that was it. End of story. And, you know, not only are we fighting a disease, we're fighting, people don't believe you because you don't look sick, but it's just as insidious as cancer. And, you know, it goes to every part of your body. Like, I've numbness, I've tingling, I've burning, I can't walk very far. Memory is huge. I lose track of conversations, and I'm still a young woman. And this is the frightening thing for me, is that I know what's ahead of me. You know, it's just financially, I'm nearly after bankrupting my family from all the treatment that we've gotten, that we're not covered by any health insurance. You know, we seem to be just, it's not just the disease that's hitting us when we're down. You know, it's society. You know, I just don't know where else to go, because when do you say enough is enough, you know, with treatment? When do you say enough is enough?
Well, maybe the Saturday sit-in on News Talk is the place to go. We're not giving up the fight, Joe, and we will continue. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you very much for hearing our story.
Well, those with the testimony of James Conway and Joe Daly. You may well be asking, why is George doing Lyme disease for consecutive weeks on the Saturday sit-in? Well, let me tell you that I simply do not believe the medical profession. I do not believe the HSE. I do not believe the Minister for Health. And I do not believe on Taoiseach. There is simply too much evidence around the globe now. You heard 300,000 people in America contracting Lyme disease. Are we to believe, as the medical profession will have us believe, that all these people who claim all these symptoms post-Lyme disease are hysterical? But what is tragic is that there are tests available, as we heard last week from Professor John Lambert. There are tests available in other countries which prove the existence of this, and that we have here in Ireland a test that is a failure. A test that Professor John Lambert said, if you took your wife to be tested for cancer and they told you that it could only pick it up 50% of the time, would you go? And the answer is, there would be outrage. Why then are we allowing thousands of men, women and children to suffer because we deny the existence of Lyme disease. So here on the Saturday sit-in, we call on the Royal College of Surgeons. We call on the College of General Practitioners. We call on the Minister for Health to come on this programme and categorically explain to me and the thousands of other people why they are refusing to treat people with the result of being bitten by Lyme disease. How can I sit here on a Saturday morning in this studio? How can I sit here and remain silent? How can you, the listenership, sit here and remain silent to this programme without being outraged? What are we going to hear? The Minister for Health is merely a mouthpiece for the HSE. The HSE has already proven to be, by its inability to solve a crisis in our hospital, as a dysfunctional organisation. Dial us and leave a message on our telephone number, which is 1890 453 108, or email saturdaysitin@newstalk.com. Thank you for listening and bearing with Hook.